My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, January the 4th, 2015. I am the Christian ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari community for freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess in heaven, right here, right now on this earth, the kingdom and queendom of Islam, the way to peace and tranquility, the way to oneness through obedience to the Almighty in Islam that is called Allah and Ilah, but the Almighty known by many names, attributes, and characteristics. So we want to find this oneness. And in order to do so, in order to find this peace and tranquility, we're going to have to do as Sly Stone and the Family Stone said we must do, which is to stand. We've been sitting much too long. It's time to stand. We are free, or at least in our minds, if we want to be, stand. There's a cross for you to bear, me to bear, that we must bear. We must get up and we must stand up for freedom, justice, and equality. The kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess in heaven, right here, right now on this earth. We must make that stand, sisters and brothers. We must do as Yahushua. Go up, get up, and stand up. Go up into the mind of Ptah. In that mind of Ptah, representing the mind of the Almighty, representing the mind of the universe, I'm reminded of my brother, Freight Jeff Kopra, and the system's view of life, reminding us that the mind is all over the universe. The plants don't have a brain, but they have a mind. The universe doesn't have a brain, but has the mind. And it's the mind that causes us to function as we should function. The system's view of life. And so this teaching comes from Africa. Ptah is the mind, the earth mound. We want to find out the thinking of the Almighty. Just go into the earth and study the earth and study the properties of the earth and know and understand that we are studying properties of ourselves. We are studying that which would teach us of our own characteristics and attributes. So, to raise upwards, to elevate, to lift up. And then this word Iro is defined as the hand. And I'm reminded of the etymology and etymology of Christos. Go to the Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Go to blueletterbible.org or blb.org. Type in Christ and then go into the etymology of Christ all the way to the end. One of those words you pass in the etymology of Christ, Christos, is the word hand. In the Greek, that is the word kair. And the word kair is feminine. We must understand that Christos is an adjective descriptive of not only the masculine, but also descriptive of the feminine. That's why we say Yahshua, which is feminine, and Yahoshua, which is masculine. We're recognizing the feminine as Christos in the universe and the masculine as Christos in the universe. So that word hand is care, feminine word. She, care, upholds and sustains the universe, controls the destinies of men and women, and exacts vengeance from the Almighty on us if we stray from this science of the universe. Well, the masculine does the same. That would be Yahshua in the African Hebrew language as the feminine, and then the masculine, Yahoshua. So we see that the masculine upholds and sustains the universe, controls the destinies of men and women, and exacts vengeance on the human family when we stray. And we see that the feminine does the same because Christ is masculine and feminine. Now, when I, in times past, a year, two, or three ago, began to see that word and study the etymology of Christos, I said, wow, care sounds like Ma'at. Ma'at. She is the feminine counterpart of Atum. Atum and Ma'at are the Christos. Atum is the masculine. Ma'at is the feminine. Ma'at, she upholds in Egypt, the Kemites in Kemet that we call Egypt, they taught of Ma'at, and she symbolized by a beautiful black woman with wings. She upholds and sustains the universe with balance, with truth, justice, and righteousness, balance, and reciprocity. She is the feminine counterpart of Atum. Atum goes into the waters, into the mind of Ptah, and brings out that process that would bring us into oneness and unity and peace and tranquility and order. And Ma'at, sustains that order. Ma'at, the feminine, in the Greek is care. She's feminine. She upholds and sustains the universe. She upholds with truth and justice and righteousness and balance and reciprocity. And she controls the destinies of men and women in that when we obey the universe, we have goodness and righteousness. When we disobey the universe, the science, we have trouble. And we bring the wrath of the science of the universe on our heads because we have begun to deviate from our original consciousness, original creation, original mind, and deviate from the science of the universe. So that word hand is care. In Africa, she's ma'at. In your justice system, you have the woman with the balance. You have the Statue of Liberty as a woman holding the balance. This is all coming from the roots of Africa. And Ma'at as the black woman with the balance. And when you go before the judgment seat and your and my actions are weighed in the balance, it's Ma'at that holds the balance. And our heart is put on one side and the ostrich feather is put on the other side. And if our heart is clean and pure and is equal in weight to the ostrich feather or lighter than the ostrich feather, then we move into our reward. Or the opposite, if the opposite is the case, our hearts are dirty and unclean and is heavier than the ostrich feather, then we move into repercussions and consequences for running counter to the science of the universe. And so we must find that knowledge and wisdom and understanding in the here and now. We want to unite with the science of the universe so that we may have balance and reciprocity and truth and justice and righteousness and order and peace and tranquility and oneness. No barrier, no boundary in this time. Further in the definition of this word, Iro, which is the etymon of the word for mountain in the European Greek language, is the definition to draw up a fish. Now I'm reminded again of something else. That when you research the word noon in the Old Testament African Hebrew language, and understanding that Jesus is the European Greek translation of the African Hebrew Joshua or Yahushua. And in the Old Testament, Joshua or Yahushua is the son of Nun or the son of Nun. And Nun is defined with the word that has to do with continuation, propagation, to continue a species. And also fish. Fish is in the definition. And so I'm reminded that as Atum is doing all this work, calling forth Nun and Nonet in the waters, calling forth her, and Harhet, her is time, infinite. And Harhet is time, finite. Her is the masculine, is time without any boundary or barrier. Harhet is the feminine and is time with barrier and with boundary, finite. Atum calls forth Kuk and Karket, and Kuk is the masculine, is darkness. And Karket is the feminine. She is light. Because that which is hidden in the darkness must be revealed into the light. And Atum, in the water, all this going on in the waters of Nun, in the water, because we all come from water. Atum calls forth Amun, which is the masculine, meaning hidden, and Amanet is the womb that reveals. And so you take Kuk and Amun, and you say, that which was in the darkness and hidden, and then you take Kaket and Amanet, and you say, revealed into the light. That is the science of birth, sisters and brothers. That work of hiding in the darkness the seed of life, germ of life, representing ideas, representing thoughts, representing children as ideas and thoughts, and representing children, is hidden in the triple dark black womb of the woman, the female, the feminine. And that womb reveals into the light that which was hidden. And so all of this was taking place in the water, Atum, the field of light, committing all this action, transacting all of this action in the water. And in the water, the African Kemites in Kemet, that we call Egypt, taught. In the water, all of this is represented by the fish and the snakes. And so today, in science class, you take a fish, a frog, maybe some snakes too, cut them open and learn about scientific properties of the universe and scientific properties of ourselves. As we develop as a fetus, and you track the development of that baby, that child in the womb of the mother as a fetus, you track from that which looks like a snake and that which looks like, is it a frog or a fish? And then you track ourselves into how we would look as babies. But you see a transformation that follows the science that you study in anatomy class, in the science class dealing with anatomy. And I'm not saying that perfectly, but you know exactly what I am saying. And you that are perfected in this knowledge, teach this knowledge in its perfection. I'm trying to go from memory. And so we have right here, fish, in the definition for Iro, the root or etymon of the word mountain in the European Greek. So Yahushua is elevated into the mentality and the consciousness of this science, and is now equipping himself to teach the multitudes, the masses who are disorganized, so that this knowledge and wisdom and understanding may be used to organize the multitudes, to take over the system and take over leadership and overthrow Caesar, overthrow the Roman Senate, not with weapons of bloodshed, but with knowledge and wisdom and unity and oneness and organization. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us that our unity is greater than a neutron bomb. So Yahushua had sent the disciples into the ship to sail over the sea. And that ship, Jesus, represents the sun, S-U-N, solar hydrogen atom, the Atum, the masculine of the Christos. Because the Christos is the atom, and the proton is the masculine, the electron is the feminine. And so Yahushua is representing the masculine, Ma'at represents the feminine. And so that ship also represents the atom, carrying the neutron, through the waters. The whole universe is waters. They call those contraptions that fly us through space, they call those spaceships. Why? Because the universe is waters. We're all in waters. We come from water. We are yet water. So this ship on water is the atom carrying the neutron, which is the word of the Almighty that must become flesh. The word is the neutron. That neutron in the atom takes on flesh because of the proton Y chromosome. That's the masculine. In the blastula, outside of the blastula, in the gastula, is the electron. She is the feminine. She is mitochondria, mitochondria DNA, and X chromosome. And so between the feminine electron and the masculine proton, the neutron, which is neutral, is masculine and feminine, takes on the flesh. And so that ship is teaching us that the disciples are representing the 12 signs of the zodiac, and the zodiac tracks the sun, and the sun is the atom, the Christos, the field of light, and those 12 disciples, 12 hours in the day, 12 hours in the night. And the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has taught us that the Kaaba in Mecca is based on the base number 12, representing the base number of the universe. And the universe is water. And the universe is the atom. And that atom has carried those waters and given those waters flesh in the universe. And so the ship is carrying the disciples on the water, and the ship now becomes turbulent, tossed by turbulence and tossed by chaotic winds and waters. And see, this is a rendition of those waters that were originally peaceful and tranquil. Now you have the earth mound rising up, causing waves and causing disorder and causing turbulence. You also have the understanding that the word from the Almighty is now moving in the universe, causing movement of light and sound. And you have the understanding in the Old Testament in Genesis of the Spirit, Mother Holy Spirit, moving on the face of the waters, and that moving is movement. And so in the movement now, there is chaos and disorder. And the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. That is verse 24 of chapter 14 in the book of St. Matthew, New Testament. And that word tossed, we want to see ourselves. We want to see how our lives are full of chaos and uncertainty and disorder and bloodshed and prejudices and bias and hatreds. All of this causing us to have physical ailments. High blood pressure, headaches, and God knows what else we have wrong with us physically because of the turmoil that we find ourselves in, full of fear. Oh, I'm reminded of so much that I've studied, but I can't say everything. I know how my minister Farrakhan feels now to have studied so long and have so much to say and so little time to say it. The ship is tossed. And this word tossed is this word in the Greek language.
Strong's G 928, Bassanizo. Bassanizo.
Number 928 on the Greek side, this is a verb. It means to test metals by the touchstone. Metals, the table of elements, metals and elements. We must, as we attempt to understand the science of the universe, we must begin to study the table of elements and understand that the hydrogen atom is the touchstone in the table of elements that tests the veracity of all the other elements to ensure that the elements are what they are supposed to be. And we understand from Dr. Gabriel Oyibo that all the table of elements, atomic elements on the table of elements, they are all hydrogen. Gold is number 79. 79 protons, neutrons, and electrons. Hydrogen is number one. One proton, one neutron, one electron. So gold is really 79 hydrogens. And so in science, you say, the whole universe is made of atoms. In the New Testament, you say, nothing in the universe made without Christ or Christos. You're talking the same reality. Christos is the touchstone. Christos is that power in the universe that tests you and tests me to ensure that we have integrity and the veracity of our profession as being Christians or Muslims or Hindu or Buddhist. All of these words, Zoroaster, all of these words mean that we are following the science of Christ, Christos, following the science of Yahushua as the physical representation of the field of light, the sun, the hydrogen. We are saying that we are following this truth. And so Christos comes to us in the turbulence. Christos comes to us in the chaos of our lives and the things that we go through in our lives now become a test for us to test our integrity and veracity as to whether or not we can ride the storm and stand like Sly Stone said we should stand. So test the metals, the hydrogen, tests the integrity of all the other atomic metals on the table of elements. The touchstone is a black siliceous stone, and siliceous has to do with silicon hydrate. It's a dark gray black stone, and you take gold and you take silver and you strike the gold or the silver on the black siliceous stone, which is the touchstone, and you test the gold to see if the gold is gold. You test the silver to see if the silver is silver. And depending on what type of color is left behind, then you know whether or not this is gold or silver. And so this touchstone is the Christos. This touchstone is that melanin in the universe that causes the universe to function as the universe should function. The melanin in our physical structure that causes our physical structure to behave as our physical structure should behave. And so we take that science of metals. We take that science of the atomic table of elements. We take that science of the universe and we then apply that science to you and apply that science to me, myself, because we are made of the same metals. We are made from the same hydrogen atom, Christos atum, ma'at. We are of the same substance of the water. We are earth, air, fire, and water. And the same science that we study in the universe can, should, and must be applied to ourselves so that we may better be able to understand ourselves. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.